Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect, which is basically a masterclass in how small, consistent actions can totally transform your life over time. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about your daily choices?
Oh, absolutely. And hi, everyone. The Compound Effect is one of those books that sounds almost too simple, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized it's actually profound. Hardy's whole point is that we massively overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. And that's the trap most of us fall into.
Right. He opens with this snowball metaphor, a tiny snowball rolling down a hill, picking up just a little bit of snow each time, but eventually becoming this unstoppable force. And the thing is, you don't see the progress in the moment. So you have to have faith that the small stuff is actually adding up.
Exactly. And that's the hard part, because we live in a world of instant gratification. We want to see results today. But Hardy says the compound effect requires patience, discipline, and a kind of quiet trust that what you're doing matters even when it feels like nothing's happening.
You know, one of the things that really hit me was the idea of taking complete ownership. He says we have to stop blaming circumstances or other people, because blame hands over your power. The moment you take responsibility, you get to be the architect of your own life. That's a heavy but freeing idea.
It is. And he's not gentle about it. He says if you're overweight, your choices led there. If you're in debt, your choices led there. It sounds harsh, but actually it's liberating, because it means you can make different choices and create a different outcome. You're not a victim.
Yeah, but the key, he says, is to start small. Most people try to change everything at once. Wake up at 5 a.m., exercise for an hour, eat perfect, meditate, and they crash because willpower is finite. Instead, you pick one or two tiny changes. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. Walk for 10 minutes after dinner. That's it.
And those tiny changes over time create a ripple effect. Like, if you start exercising a little, you might get more energy, sleep better, feel more productive at work, have better relationships. One small positive habit ripples out into everything. And the reverse is true too. A small bad habit can ripple into disaster.
Totally. He also talks about the importance of consistency. It's better to exercise 10 minutes every day than 2 hours once a week. Consistency builds momentum and makes the behavior automatic. And he has this great rule, never miss twice. Missing once is a mistake. Missing twice starts a new pattern.
That rule has saved me more times than I can count. Because life happens, you get sick, you travel, you have a crazy day. Missing one day is okay. But if you miss two, it's way too easy to make it 3, and then you've fallen off completely. So I love that he gives you permission to slip up, but not to let it spiral.
Right. And he emphasizes that motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes. What you need is discipline. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. And the good news is discipline is like a muscle. Every time you choose the hard thing over the easy thing, you strengthen it.
Another big piece for me was the environment. Hardy says we are heavily influenced by the people around us and the spaces we inhabit. If you want to change, you need to design your environment for success. Put healthy food where you can see it, hide the junk, maybe even change who you spend time with.
Yeah, I actually rearranged my kitchen after reading that. And I started tracking my progress, which he says is crucial. What gets measured gets managed. Even just keeping a log of what you read or how much you walk, it creates accountability and shows you the trend, which keeps you going when the short-term results are invisible.
And he warns against drifting, just letting life happen to you without intentionality. So many people wake up one day in a job they hate, a body they don't like, relationships that are unsatisfying, and they wonder how they got there. It's the compound effect working against them, one small bad choice at a time.
The antidote is intentionality. Decide what you want and make choices that align with that vision. He also talks about associations, the people you spend the most time with. We tend to adopt their habits and standards. So if you want to grow, you might need to find a new community or at least set some boundaries.
And then there's the big MO, momentum. Once you get started, everything gets easier. Hardy suggests finding one quick win, something small you can accomplish fast, to build confidence and get the snowball rolling. From there, you can tackle bigger challenges.
I also love the part about gratitude. It's easy to focus on what you lack, but that drains your energy. A daily gratitude practice shifts your mindset to abundance and gives you the emotional fuel to keep going. It's not just a nice idea, it's a practical tool.
And of course, he busts the myth of the overnight success. We only see the end result, the business, the book, and the trophy. We don't see the years of small, consistent efforts. The compound effect is boring and unglamorous, but it works every single time for anyone who applies it.
So my big takeaway is this: I'm going to pick one tiny habit, just one, and do it every day no matter what. And I'm going to track it, because I know that a year from now, that small thing will have compounded into something real. That's the most empowering idea I've heard in a long time.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into ideas like this, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a pretty good deal for a lifetime of tiny habits.
It really is. So the whole point of the compound effect is that you are living the results of your past choices, and you have the power to change your future by making small, consistent choices today. Start now, trust the process, and watch your life transform. We'll see you in the next one.